This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York State continues to recover from COVID-19. Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Number of hospitalizations down. Great news. Rolling average down. Number of intubations down. Number of new COVID cases down to the lowest level since this ever started, just about 200.
The U.S. is now getting up and running again after sheltering in place from the pandemic. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says retail is ready to get back to business.
We have 760 sites and retail locations in 45 states, plus the District of Columbia. CVS is planning to open an additional 650 sites. These are encouraging numbers. It's, again, a testament to our private sector for all that they've done in partnering with the administration and helping to stop the spread of the coronavirus.
This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Another prisoner has died while in ICE custody. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
An immigrant in U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody died of coronavirus complications while waiting to voluntarily depart to his native Guatemala, becoming the agency's second detainee to die from the virus. It is unclear if the detainee had any underlying medical conditions at this time. More than 1,200 immigrants have tested positive for the coronavirus while in ICE custody, according to the agency. Roughly 50% of the 2,300 detainees ICE screened for the virus have tested positive.
The New York Stock Exchange floor reopened after 2 months of being closed as stocks surged behind positive news surrounding potential COVID-19 vaccines. The Dow Jones closed up 2%, influenced by the news of further advances in developing a coronavirus vaccine from U.S. firms Merck and Novavax. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Surprising absolutely no one, a live golf match over the holiday weekend was a huge ratings hit, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Turner Sports Live coverage of the match, Champions for Charity, the one-off golf match that teamed Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning against Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady, delivered an average of 5.8 million viewers across TNT, TBS, True TV, and HLN on Saturday. The network said it was the most watched golf telecast in the history of cable TV. CBS golf analyst Doug Bell.
This was a huge win, obviously, for COVID-19. They raised $20 million, but a big win for golf. I think a lot of people who weren't necessarily huge golf fans were watching because of the Peyton factor, the Tom Brady factor, and they were not disappointed.
The event did raise over $20 million for COVID-19 relief, and in case you didn't hear, Woods and Manning did beat Mickelson and Brady. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After criticism about launching cryptocurrency, Facebook said it's rebranding its digital wallet with a new name, Novi. Facebook originally introduced the digital wallet for the Libra network of cryptocurrency to help people send money across the world under the name Calibra in June of last year. The digital wallet, now renamed and rebranded as Novi, allows people to send money as easy as sending a message in a standalone app or in Facebook Messenger. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts in helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. How you doing? We're getting there, huh? Light at the end of the tunnel, and it doesn't look like it's another train coming our way. Thank God. Stay safe and be well, my friends. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we've got Bob Barr. Yes, the former Clinton impeachment manager, former CIA analyst, member of Congress, and U.S. attorney. He joins us this morning. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Looking forward to being with you, as always.
Well, always. And I want to talk about Dr. Fauci in just a moment in this op-ed that you wrote. But before we jump into that, I wanted to get your response to the conversation that President Trump had with Cheryl Atkinson, saying that, boy, he's breaking up the deep state. I mean, he's going after them. And with these latest reveals, boy, the corruption is running deep. And I just wonder if America has the heart and, you know, the mindset to want to deal with this, because this is massive, and especially in light of what it's been pummeled by, you know, with the coronavirus.
It's critical that that we get to the bottom of the deep state when, you know, for heck, ever since President Trump was sworn into office, I've been writing about the deep state. I know that you and many of your listeners have been talking about this. And, you know, a lot of initially people say, oh, you know, that's a conspiracy. There's no such thing as the deep state. Well, there clearly is. And the clearest statement of that was when the former acting director of the CIA, John McLaughlin, about a year or so ago, I think it was on some program at some university and said, thank God for the deep state. He was saying it because he's a member of it. And the people in the deep state, who are these embedded bureaucrats primarily, they think that they know better than the elected officials. They will outlast the elected officials. They are really the sort of the Praetorian Guard to protect the institutions of government against these horrible politicians that come in periodically and try and change things. And Trump realizes this. He's going against it. They're fighting back, not only directly through these rogue agents at the FBI and the intelligence community agencies, but on the outside with these companies, these social media companies in particular.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I want to touch on that as well, but before we talk about Twitter and what Twitter just did to the president, you know, you talk about the social media companies, but even Chuck Schumer made mention of the deep state. In fact, he warned the president, saying that, in essence, you can't mess with the deep state, if you remember that statement.
Well, I remember him. I remember that, who was it? Senator Whitehouse, kind of a strange name for a liberal senator, but Senator Whitehouse, last year, or maybe it was early this year, this sort of all sort of blends together what's going on here. But he also actually wrote in a brief to the Supreme Court, you know, if you guys on the Supreme Court, that is, if you don't get your act together and start deciding cases the way we, the liberals, want, well, we're just going to take action against you. And he was serious about it. There have been there's very serious talks about expanding the number of justices on the Supreme Court. Of course, that would require you know, majorities for the Democrats in both houses of Congress plus the White House. But they're serious about this. They really are.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, this is why they're pushing so hard to take over, because they're really, as I see it, Bob, they're on the brink of either glory or destruction here, because they are all in and they want full control of the White House, the Senate, and the House, and they're pitching a fit and wearing out America, you know, to that end. I mean, it's an endless parade of impeachments. Already Schiff and Nadler are lining up for impeachment 2.0, and everything that they've done to this president to hinder the process and to hinder America has just been disgusting. I've maintained that if we had just a little bit of cooperation from the left, you know, barring this coronavirus, maybe even including the coronavirus, we might have been a lot smarter in handling it and the response that we took, as opposed to shutting down the government. Because shutting down the government, shutting down the economy, I believe is more in the better interests of the deep state and the left than it is for everyday Americans.
Well, certainly it is, because what it does, it places more control in the hands of the governmental entities themselves. And, you know, maybe some people think, well, this is simply, this deep state is simply something that is a few bureaucrats in some of these federal agencies. And, you know, we have more votes out here and we have our state mechanisms and so forth that can defend against it. But the deep state is not limited to the federal government. We see this. It is a mindset on the part of individuals that are in government who believe that they know best, not the voters. Yes. They know best, and that they will use all of the mechanisms of power, whether it's packing the courts, whether it's judge shopping with cases that they bring, whether it's embedding bureaucrats, passing regulations and mandates and so forth. And they seize every opportunity, you know, as Rahm Emanuel famously said back, he's the Clintonista, Rahm Emanuel, you know, never let a good crisis go to waste. They know that in times of crisis, whether it is a man-made crisis, such as the economic meltdown back in 2008 that was made by poor federal policies and people in regulatory agencies being asleep at the switch, or a Mother Nature emergency like Katrina, the deep state people, they know that if there is an emergency, it is far easier to control the population through what? Fear.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
What they live off of.
Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that America is really getting an understanding of what you're sharing with us here, Bob Barr, because this is a systemic, organized group that is well entrenched. They know all the rules. They know where all the bodies are lying. They've got the inside track on everything, and they've got all their ducks in a row in terms of coercion of people who, hey, look at, you know, we see the cancel culture outside in our immediate culture, and it's nothing compared to the deep state. They know how to cancel you and invalidate you lickety-split so that you are ineffective. You know, you're not coming to the reindeer games and the cocktail parties in the D.C. circuit any longer, are you?
They will. They know that if given the opportunity over a period of time, they can outlast us.
Mm-hmm.
And what Trump is doing is scaring the dickens out of them, because he knows that, and he is trying to remove them. It's actually fascinating the way he's doing this. Presidents used to never want to have acting directors or acting secretaries in positions. They always mm-hmm. wanted them to be confirmed by the Senate, because that gives you more more prestige, more power, and so forth. But for what Trump is doing, and when he put Richard Grenell in as acting director of national intelligence several months ago, people said, well, why is he doing that? Well, he did it because he can get somebody into a position of power who can make changes without fear of the Senate coming after them via a Senate confirmation hearing.
Exactly.
And when mm-hmm. Grenell did what he did in unmasking the unmasking, then Trump can have his person come in permanently, Radcliffe.
Exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Bob Barr. Stay with us right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps, in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area, and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for healthcare. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bob Barr, former Clinton impeachment manager, former CIA analyst, member of Congress, and U.S. attorney, continues with us. Bob, just to put a bow and summarize what we were talking about regarding this deep state and this organism that is so well entrenched. I mean, if it was ever going to be exposed, it really required somebody as independent as Donald Trump and a Rich Grinnell. I mean, we've had other people there in that position. And as you say, Grinnell comes in for 8 weeks, and boy, he turns this whole thing up on its head. And then with Ratcliffe coming right behind, I mean, you know, things are being set up in such a way. And the next big question is, Will the Attorney General be able to pick up the pieces and take it across the goal line?
That's actually a very good question, and that sort of brings everything to a conclusion, because without the Department of Justice backing up a president who wants to dismantle the deep state, without an Attorney General willing to go out and back the president up with the tools available to the Department of Justice, it will not happen. And we don't know the answer to that yet. There are some things that the Attorney General Bill Barr is doing that are very, very good in terms of supporting the president's effort to get at the deep state. The Durham investigation that is proceeding, some of the things that Bill Barr has said publicly about spying, and recognizing that there was spying that was going on, recognizing that these people at the FBI were going against the president. But by the same token, the Attorney General has sort of backed away a little bit with regard to bringing prosecutions, presenting some of these cases to a grand jury. So we don't yet know the answer to that, and that will be the key, whether the Department of Justice, whether the Attorney General gets firmly behind the president's efforts to root out the deep state, because a lot of these people not only are implementing policies that are adverse to the individual freedom, but they are violating laws, and that's why it's so important for the Attorney General to take action.
I almost read A.G. Barr's response when asked if he thought the problem was going to go all up into the White House, and he did not seem to want to address or even indict President Obama. Sidney Powell has said, in fact, it does go up to the White House, and this would involve Biden and Barack Obama, and certainly with the unmasking, we know now for a fact that even though Biden said that he didn't know anything about it, well, you know, he did unmask General Flynn. That's the facts indicate that. So, but Barr wanted to step away from that, and I wanted to read into that maybe he just didn't want to bring too much, to get them to be so defensive, that maybe Durham is making some headway there, and that if he really brought that to focus, that it might, you know about this better than I do in terms of strategy and how you got to bring the people out of the shadows. And if you cause them to go back into hiding, then it makes it more difficult to, you know, get to the truth, right?
Well, they are like a certain insect called a cockroach.
Cockroach.
Shown on them. Exactly. They go back into the crevices. I hope you're right, and you may very well be right with regard to the strategic decisions that the Attorney General is making. We need to see some action pretty soon, because I think it's important for the people, the voters of this country, to see that their government is backing up the Constitution, is supporting the president in his efforts to root out deep state criminals before the election.
Exactly. And that's the thing where we get sensitive, because we went through this before with Hillary Clinton. You know, the election timeline, adds pressure to the revelation of the truth. But we can't let this. I mean, we keep putting this off. And as you say, the American people demand and they deserve the truth. I want to talk about your op-ed that you recently wrote about Dr. Fauci. And you said, thank goodness he does not run NASA. Break that down for us.
I am so excited that later today we hope to see the launch of the SpaceX rocket carrying two American astronauts in a new space capsule to the International Space Station. And what this represents, what this tells me, is that the people at NASA and the president who is pushing this program forward, and Elon Musk, who is the CEO of SpaceX, at least we have people in these positions who are willing to do what America has always done. That is, take great risks, move boldly to accomplish great things. I was thinking of this the other day when I wrote this piece for the Daily Caller, that, you know, if Dr. Fauci, who never met a challenge that he didn't want to back away from, if Dr. Fauci were head of the NSA, we would put everything on hold until we have a cure for a vaccine for the coronavirus. So
yes.
I'm just so thankful that we have people at NASA and now in private industry with SpaceX that are building once again the rocketry that will put America in the foremost of the in the front of the space race, rather than depending on Russia for launch vehicles.
Exactly.
It's an embarrassment.
No, it really is that we've been hitching a ride with Russia to get up to something that we ourselves have created. It's ridiculous, and I think that America is realizing the America First policy that President Trump has been promoting, you know, makes a lot more sense, especially in light of the coronavirus and all these recent events that have happened to us.
It does, and like I say, I'm going to stop what I'm doing at 4:33 this afternoon. Hopefully the weather in Florida will cooperate, and we'll be able to watch the rocket, the SpaceX rocket with the two astronauts, which coincidentally will be taken off from the very same launch pad that launched the Apollo 11 Saturn V rocket back in June of 1969 to the moon. So this is very historic.
Yes. Without a doubt. Well, speaking of Dr. Fauci, I mean, all in, as you said earlier, all in the name of fear, Fauci and Dr. Birx and these scientists, I believe, have been given an inordinate amount of position and responsibility. But like all facts, you cannot deny them. You know, they're going to play itself out. And at this point, more and more people are realizing from Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx that, that they're scientists, that we've gotten information. We've got bad models, you know, from day one, from the Imperial College, the same people that gave us all that bad information about global warming. You know, if we went by their models, half of the world would be underwater and half the population would be dead by now. But yet, you see, this is what drives me nuts, Bob. Bar is that they're allowed to come back and speak into the body politic. We give them renewed credibility and go, why are we doing this? Is the same people that gave us bad information decades ago. Now we let them come back and do it to us again.
Well, we live in a democratic republic. People elect leaders to put in place the policies that they, the people, want in place. This is what you just described with Dr. Fauci and all of these so-called doctor progressives, is they want to be in charge. They think they know best, rather than these rubes that have been elected every 2 years or 4 years. They want the scientists to be in charge. It's the same mentality, Bill, that our founders addressed when they established our Constitution and stated that it's the president, the elected president of the United States, who is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, not the military. It is our political leaders who set these policies. And about a little over a century ago, of course, we have Woodrow Wilson and all of the great progressives of the early 20th century saying, no, it shouldn't be the elected officials. We need these progressive scientists and educators. They're the ones that should be in charge. And we see that a resurgence of that it's really a deep state progressive philosophy now with the coronavirus, that this is too important to allow the political leaders to be in charge. Let us, the people that really know what's going on, the scientists, let us be in charge. No, the elected leaders set the policies of this country.
Exactly. Well, I grew up in the boardrooms of America, and you could not be 1% or 2% off on your numbers. These guys are off 25, 50%, and they live another day. This is beyond my understanding, Bob, I got to tell you.
Well, it's not only that that they are not the elected leaders of the country, but they place this
we got to leave it there. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
Tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York State continues to recover from COVID-19. Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Number of hospitalizations down. Great news. Rolling average down. Number of intubations down. Number of new COVID cases down to the lowest level since this ever started. Just about 200.
The U.S. is now getting up and running again after sheltering in place from the pandemic. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says retail is ready to get back to business.
We have 760 sites and retail locations in 45 states, plus the District of Columbia. CVS is planning to open an additional 650 sites. These are encouraging numbers. It's, again, a testament to our private sector for all that they've done in partnering with the administration and helping to stop the spread of the coronavirus.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. America is coming out of its hiding and standing on its constitutional rights. And we say, God bless them. Hallelujah. Let's keep moving forward. We've got to get this economy rolling again, and it requires all hands on deck. We understand for some there is going to be a gradual caution, and that's okay. You do what you can. And meanwhile, Jenny Beth Martin with the Tea Party Patriots and columnist for the Washington Times, we still, you know, maintain some wise and reasonable judgment when it comes to hygiene, the hand washing and social distancing, those responsible things that we do, you know, for each other, right?
That is exactly right. We have to do the things that make sense and that are good for our own health, that help protect others from disease, like hand washing. No matter what the disease is, it's important that we have good hygiene. And we can find ways as we begin reentering society and reopening society to balance living our lives with protecting those who are at the highest risk for getting coronavirus.
Jenny Beth, when President Trump first brought out the fact that we needed to be mindful of what shutting down the economy would mean and how it would impact Americans by way of suicides and criminal activity and abuse. The mainstream media kind of let that fall to the ground. They just kind of just didn't want to get into this. But now that we're 8-9 weeks down the road and we're seeing exactly what the president was talking about, I mean, the point is, you know, like you reported last week, where you've got doctors teaming up, you know, sending letters to the president and speaking out saying, look at, you know, yes, we have the coronavirus, but we have the other, you know, crisis that is taking place in our country right now as a result of our economy coming to this death stop.
Yes, that is exactly right. And, you know, as you were, I just want to highlight something. You talked about the president complaining and warning of a risk of suicide, which he did in mid-March if the United States continued to stay shut down. And I have been warning of that pretty much since the beginning of, mm-hmm. of these shutdowns, because I went through financial crisis. I know what kind of an emotional toll it can have on people. And I'm not saying I was suicidal. I'm just saying I know the emotional toll
exactly.
And it becomes a risk.
You're exactly right. We've all been there to certain degrees. You're exactly right.
So now, though, we're finding out that there is the California doctor who has seen more deaths by suicide than by coronavirus. And we're seeing that there is the Washington Post is talking about how the pandemic is pushing America into a mental health crisis. And CNN says that 75,000 Americans are at risk of dying from overdose or suicide due to coronavirus despair. The mainstream media is picking up on it now, a month and a half later, after right. the president warned of it. But the fact is, maybe even 2 months later, the fact is, there are real health consequences to locking down your entire country. We are a country and we are a people who are accustomed to being free. We understand this is our God-given right to
exactly.
be free. And when the government starts infringing with it, it's one thing to say, you know, we need to make sure we have a handle on this virus and that our hospitals can handle the capacity. I don't think that you can find very many Americans who are opposed to that in the very beginning. We're compassionate. So we want to make sure we're taking care of our other Americans and our fellow citizens.
Exactly.
But after a while, it's just too much.
It really is. And what about the thousands, Jenny Beth, of people that have been waiting on, you know, cancer diagnosis, that are in pain every day, and they have not been able to have elective surgery, that they make it seem like as if it's, you know, so inconsequential and so unnecessary and so non-essential. Well, let me tell you, if you're in pain every day, that elective surgery seems pretty essential, doesn't it?
It does seem pretty essential. If you're a woman who finds a lump in her breast, you don't want to wait 2 months or indefinitely until the you can get a mammogram because the facility is completely shut down. And that there's the risk of cancer growing if it goes undetected. And if you are waiting in this limbo trying to figure out whether you have it and what your next steps are supposed to be, there's mental anguish on top of the health risk to mm-hmm. the body. I have talked to nearly three dozen doctors, and I've been doing video interviews, which we're going to have online very, very soon, for the last 5 days, and it's just doctor after doctor after doctor has seen the adverse side effects from the prescription that we have been given as a nation that included locking us down. It's time to reopen the entire country, and we can never, ever do this again.
Doesn't this give us a little bit of insight to rationed health care? This is a little bit, even to some extreme, some might say, this is what rationed health care and socialized medicine begins to look like, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot to be drawn out of this experience, and do not get overwhelmed by it. There's going to be takeaways, and as you say, it's so important for you to have these stories told by these doctors, because they bring to the discussion and the enlightenment of American people right now so that we can draw the most from this pain that we've had to endure? And what they have to share with us can be, you know, I think quite instrumental in we the people securing our constitutional rights all the more, because, you know, as we were talking with Bob Barr, former Attorney General earlier, we were talking with him about the deep hooks of the deep state and how they've really entrenched themselves in the bureaucracy of our government. You know, we need to really make sure that the hooks of freedom and liberty are set even all the more deeper that can combat the deep state maneuvering and the leftist mindset that wants to destroy our constitutional rights, Jenny Beth.
You are so right about that. The thing about socialized health care that people need to understand, and Medicare for All is socialized health care. You lose the power to determine your own health care. It no longer is a decision between you, the patient, and the doctor, what's going to happen to your body and how you're going to treat whatever is going on and the best medical advice the doctor can give. It becomes decisions between the government looking out for the good of everybody and a one-size-fits-all solution, which is exactly what we just saw as the lockdowns around the country happened state by state by state by state, versus individualized health care, personalized health care. And there's a lot we can learn from what just happened. There's a lot that we're going to have to go back and reflect on. I don't think it's really, I'm not looking to so much point fingers and say this person's, I'm sure I will be, saying this one was wrong and that one was wrong. But with these doctors, I just think it's so important that we understand what they were seeing. Because I just didn't even imagine the adverse and severe health consequences of the lockdowns until I spoke to them.
Exactly. Well, look what happened to those two doctors in Central California. They came out with a model. They said, these numbers aren't playing out. This is a mess. And so what happens? You know, YouTube cancels their video saying that, look, at if we have determined if what is being said out there is not consistent with the WHO, as if the WHO even up to then and now was so credible and has been so perfect in their modeling and in their advice, but they said they've taken the stand. I mean, here in America, I mean, you got YouTube aligning with WHO and saying we cannot hear the truth from doctors at the ground level who are seeing something different than what the WHO is telling us.
Yes, socialized medicine and socialism only works if they can control information.
I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is scary stuff, and this is why we need to stay nimble, but stay courageous and committed to our constitutional rights. Again, Jenny Beth, remind everybody how they can be in touch with you and see these new videos that you're going to be releasing.
Go to TeaPartyPatriots.org, TeaPartyPatriots.org.
All the information is right there. Jenny Beth Martin, co-founder and national coordinator of the Tea Party Patriots and columnist for the Washington Times. Jenny Beth, stay safe and well. Take care.
Thank you.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever, so call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-B77. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
The nation of Pakistan is overwhelmingly influenced by Islam, and for those who do not follow the Muslim traditions, life can be difficult. In early 2020, the Tide Ministry began broadcasting the good news of Jesus Christ in two languages in Pakistan, Pashto and Saraiki. The programming not only reaches new believers in Christ who have very few Christian resources and little to no support system, but also potential believers who have not yet heard what Jesus has done for them. In Pakistan, which is number 5 on Open Doors World Watch List, Christians face extreme persecution, and believers and ministry workers often face threats from fundamentalists who have a very unwelcome attitude towards Christianity.
For more information about how the Tide International Radio Ministry is impacting lives and sharing the gospel with new listeners in Pakistan, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you. Good to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and it is time for the Good News Grill. Yes, Samantha Mao is with us in the midst of all that we've been dealing with. And, of course, it can be a bit overwhelming. I mean, you know, whether we're talking about the deep state, what's the latest with President Trump and, you know, Twitter now, entering into the publication process and, doing some scrutiny on the president's tweets. This is going to be problematic. Get ready. This is going to be a firestorm that's going to be started here. Many people are already suggesting go find another place to land, and the millions of people that have been checking in through Twitter will be happy to follow the president to make sure that they get the information uncensored by these social media giants and what they're doing. I mean, all this stuff is very dangerous, especially as we get closer to the 2020 election. But it's time to take a break, and let's take a look at the things that, some really nice and kind and reasonable people are doing around this country. Right, Sam? How are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing great. How are you doing? I'm kind of glad to see people coming back out of their hobbies, you know?
Exactly.
And crawling back out. I mean, it's good to see people. I went to a restaurant this week and actually saw people dining out, and I almost kind of got emotional. It was weird seeing that happen, you know, because it was just seeing people out again. It's kind of like
You're exactly right, because, well, look, this is what humanity is all about. You know, I think it's been so hard for people, and there's already been science on this, I mean, real science, talking about, you know, human touch, how important that is. And when that is not extended, boy, people are just, you know, it's a problem. So just to be around people, I know some churches are starting to open up, you know, as you say, you know, some restaurants, which is all great. And, you know, and I would caution, you know, for those that are going out with, you know, additional exuberance, as we saw some videos of people in, you know, like in Houston, in swimming pools, you know, all crowded together and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like any freedom that you have, you have to exercise that freedom in relationship and respect to your fellow citizen. For others that are, you know, because there are other people that see that, and they're like freaking out, Sam. They see this as some sort of offense that, you know, how dare you, you know, disregard what science is telling us and what, you know, the CDC guidelines are for right now, because, you know, you're out there being reckless and somehow you think that you may not be, but what happens if you are the one, and, you know, that happens to translate or transmit the disease, and thinking, hey, you're okay, you're asymptomatic, but you happen to carry it? Because right now, I don't think we're ready to have hundreds of people side by side in a swimming pool any more than I think that we're ready to have, you know, thousands of people in a sports arena. In time, we will. It'll take time. But I think we need to move in a measured and responsible way, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. You know, when I was looking at the restaurants, everybody was taking precaution and being careful, and, you know, they were sitting further apart. And, you know, it kind of upsets you when you see people be careless with this little bit of freedom we're extended, because you don't want them to ruin it for everybody.
Exactly.
Ruin it for everybody else. You're like, just kind of wade into the water. Take your time. Don't mess it up for the rest of us and cause something to where we have to go back to where we were. Yeah, I totally agree with you. It kind of shocks me when I see people. I saw what you were talking about with people in the swimming pool and everything, and you're like, "What are you doing?"
Exactly.
You know, just,
well,
like,
and those, and
like,
thank God, you know, and thank God those are exceptions, you know, those are exceptions. So, you know, let's be all the smarter for it. That's my caution. But I understand coming out is like everybody, hey, we're free, let's go, you know, but, let's not overdo it here. Hey, let's talk about this first video here about a man whose dad walked out on him as a child. He's making how-to videos for people without dads. This is very cool.
You know, this one strikes a little close to home for me, and it's a very sweet, a sweet gesture, and I don't think he ever expected it to blow up. Whenever he was 12 years old, this guy, his dad walked out on him, and his name's Rob Kenny, and, you know, especially for a young man at 12 years old, I mean, that's just, it's a very vital age, and your same-sex parent is the biggest role model in your life. And for him to leave like that, you know, I'm sure he had so many questions that went unanswered. And so he decided to create a YouTube channel called Dad, How Do I? He's now a father of two. And he realized how many different things that he didn't know. So this channel will show you different things like, how do I change a tire? How do I iron a dress shirt? All these different things that dads teach their sons and their children. And within a very short amount of time, he had over a million subscribers, and even since the story's been published, it's gone up to 2 million subscribers. I don't think he expected it to be anything like that.
Wow. Just in time for Father's Day. You know, it reminds me, I just saw a movie last night that's going to be coming out in June with Michael Jr., titled Selfie Dad. And it's a cool story. It's not, you know, in this situation where, you know, a person, you know, a young man redeems his childhood with a missing father by doing these videos and blessing others, you know. And how practical, you know, to have, you know, that surrogate father, so to speak, because look, without a father, you still need that information. That is so critical, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, to see him and know that he didn't have a father and that he learned these things so that he has that heart, I think it can kind of change people's perspective.
Wow.
You know, and kind of, and, you know, there's no telling how many lives he's going to touch by showing them those practical things kind of all in one place in a loving way, in an understanding way. It's really a sweet story. He said it was a very emotional day when his YouTube channel blew up because it just, I think that he didn't realize how many people needed what he was putting out there. It was a great idea.
Wow, awesome. Well, congratulations. This next story is a 10-year-old sending thousands of art kits to kids in homeless shelters and foster care during this pandemic, huh?
Oh, yeah. So I love this story. I actually tagged my old art teacher in this story when I saw it on Facebook. So this 10-year-old, she's sending out thousands of art kits. Her name's Chelsea. She's from Danbury, Connecticut. Since she was 7, she's been wanting to start her own charity. And art is something that's special to her heart. Before the pandemic, she had actually done about only 40 art kits, but she'd gone and shown different kids how to draw and how to use these different things. And then after the pandemic, you know, she decided that she's really going to focus on it. She's got Chelsea's Charity, and she sent out over 1,500. And I love when people find their own niche, their own special thing that they're trying to share with the world. And art is her passion. And maybe she'll inspire some more artists, some future people that will change the world with their art and beauty. I love it.
Wow, great story. You've got another story here. A walk-in customer leaves the hairstylist a $2,500 tip and $3,300 for the staff. Wow, what a blessing.
So this is in Denver. Ilsea Notvani, she wasn't even supposed to be working. It was the first day of Floyd's 99's barbershop back opening after everything, after the stay-at-home order. Mm-hmm. And a customer had just moved to Denver from Chicago, and he walks in at the end of the day and, you know, gets his haircut. And when he walks out, he turns around and he's like, just so you know, it's not a mistake. And, of course, Ilsea is wondering, like, what are you talking about? And she goes and she looks, and the customer left her a $2,500 tip. And not just for her, he left $500 for the receptionist, $1,000 for the manager, and $1,800 additional for the rest of the staff.
Wow.
And, you know, she was talking about how much they needed that right now. I think not just financially, but emotionally, the boost of having somebody come in and just bless you like that. I also love that he blessed everybody in the store, not just
exactly. That's
struggling.
Boy, that's unique and extraordinary compassion that was extended to everybody there. This other sweet story, coronavirus related, happened in, I guess this is in London, right? Where you've got Colonel Tom Moore. He's going to be knighted after raising an astonishing £39 million for the NHS by walking 100 laps of his garden during the coronavirus lockdown. See, there's all kinds of solutions here and ways that we can pay it forward, right?
That's right. Boris Johnson actually described him as a national treasure. This guy, he ended up doing the 100 laps to celebrate his 100th birthday and raised the money in £39 million. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Can you imagine?
That's
how amazing that is. So he's officially been knighted. And so I love that story. I kind of wish we had that here in America sometimes.
Exactly. Well, there's certainly, I mean, like this previous story, there are many worthy knights here that have gone unknighted, but yet in our hearts and spirits we can acknowledge and recognize them. But so Sir Colonel Tom Moore, 100 years old, and now he's knighted. Wow. Great story.
That's right.
Now, what's this other story? We've got a World War II hero, as you said. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I was just saying he's a World War II veteran. So, you know, those guys really are the greatest generation.
Well, without a doubt. About 40 seconds left. We got a family that finds bags of money in the road. What happened here?
So, this family actually found over $1 million laying in the road, and they turned it in. This is a Virginia family. 2 bags containing $1 million in cash, and they turned it in. Can you believe that? I just thought this was worth noting.
Wow, very cool. And then also, we got a grandpa of the year building a backyard roller coaster for his grandson, huh?
Oh, this is over in D.C. I really do think he's
raising the bar on all the grandfathers out there, I'm telling you. feel like
time for Father's Day, right?
Yeah, without a doubt, that's absolutely perfect. She's the Good News Girl, and now you know why. Go to our website, and you'll see more from Sam.
What's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
We depend on